Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are talking about Tesla's Q1 delivery and production report. We just got the numbers just reported here by Tesla, and they've reported production of 305,400 vehicles, deliveries of 310,048. So this was a little bit lower than the numbers that I had gone through yesterday in terms of my expectations. In terms of analyst consensus, this is going to be slightly above in terms of the deliveries. Analyst consensus most recently, according to Bloomberg, was about 309,000, so very, very small beat. It did miss the company compiled analyst expectation, which was 312,000, but that was a few days. It was earlier this week before the news of Shanghai being shut down had come out. So with deliveries outpacing production, I think that last couple of days there definitely had a significant impact on production. Tesla was still able to make some deliveries, and I think that's why we're seeing the deliveries outpace production by such a significant amount. Even though Tesla has very, very low inventory, that's going to be even lower now, heading down towards around 10,000 cars, which is going to be, about 3 days of inventory, again, an all-time low, for Tesla at the end of this quarter. So Tesla is going to have to probably work that back up a little bit, or at least not have much that they can draw down from, going forward. So let's take a look at the production tracking spreadsheet. We'll talk a little bit about the delivery number too, but we'll start with production. So let me flip over to Excel here. And we'll zoom in a little bit on total production. Hopefully that's a little bit easier to see. So obviously we don't really know exactly how things are splitting up by factory. We'll get a little bit more insight into that when we get the CPCA data reported in about a week or so. Based on what we're seeing here for production, 305,400 vehicles, I'm thinking we're probably seeing both Shanghai and Fremont down quarter over quarter. It'd be pretty tough to get them, to get pretty significant increases. Obviously, for Shanghai, that's based on the downtime that we've talked about, both from Chinese New Year and from COVID situation the last, 4 or 5 days of the quarter. But even then, I was expecting a little bit higher number. You can see with those days factored in, March production to me, if these numbers come in split up by factory, kind of how I'm expecting, would be a little bit lower than the February production rate or even January. So that's why the miss to my expectations on production. I was thinking Tesla could maintain that, but as we talked about yesterday, I think just because, the starting, the stopping multiple times during the same individual month, it makes it hard to maintain that same level of production. So as we talked about, if Tesla misses here, I don't find it to be a big deal because we kind of know the main reasons for that, and it's really supply chain and factory shutdown. Doesn't have too much of an influence on what Tesla is going to be able to actually post for the second quarter and then the rest of the year, which is really what we're always looking for from these releases. I think for both Model 3 and Model Y, we're probably coming in slightly below February's production rate, even with hopefully an extra day there. And then for Fremont, so let's look at Model S and X first. Tesla reported about 14,200, slightly below my estimate of 15,000, but pretty close. Not really all that different from what we'd seen in Q4, but remember, Tesla did have a couple fewer days, so this could have been a little bit higher without that, but still not a huge increase quarter over quarter for S and X. Hopefully, we'll see that continue. Tesla has said that they hope to ramp that up to a couple thousand a week, maybe even a little bit beyond that. And that should be 25,000 per quarter eventually. So, still plenty of room to go there on the S and the X. For 3 and Y in Fremont, again, based on what I think probably happened in Shanghai, I think we're probably coming in slightly below where Tesla was last quarter. Again, that's primarily driven by the 2 less days, but it doesn't look like we saw much sequential increase for 3 and the Y from Fremont. We also don't know Berlin and Texas, so I'm just leaving my, 1,000 vehicle estimate in there. We also don't know if Tesla is counting those Texas-made vehicles yet, so there could be a few extra vehicles that, Tesla's not deeming as fully produced yet, that they'll add to the second quarter. So, deliveries slight or production slightly down, only about 400 vehicles fewer than Q4. Daily production rate will be up though, as you can see here. So last quarter, 1,950 over the 92 days of the quarter. Q1, 1,978 per day over the 90 days of the quarter. And that is with, again, missing significant time in Q1 in Shanghai. So it's a little bit disappointing, but as I said, not going to bear too much weight on what happens going forward. Year over year, much better number there. So up 69%. Of course, we didn't get it on deliveries, but we got it on production. So 180,000 last Q1, which actually had been up sequentially. I think that was an all-time high for Tesla at that point. So the year-over-year comparison here against an all-time high number, still 69% growth year-over-year, which is phenomenal. So tough to be disappointed with that at all, especially given the conditions. As for deliveries, we got 310,000. So as I mentioned, you know, for the last five quarters, Tesla has drained inventory down. Part of that has been because they have factories, you know, in multiple areas now, specifically for the Model Y. We've got Fremont and Shanghai. That has happened over the last few quarters. So that makes it easier for Tesla to operate on lower inventory because they're not having cars stuck on ships at the end of the quarter. And it eases the delivery wave. Obviously, Tesla prioritizes those ships or the cars to be off those ships, but still, it just makes things get stuck in transit. And that's a big reason why we've seen inventory draw down. And then as we talked about with Shanghai, just the fact of production being halted there those last few days, they're still going to be delivering cars in areas that are not locked down in China, but not producing any. So that's, I think, a big factor here that Tesla's going to have to recover from in Q2, which we don't get the best start to since Shanghai is still shut down. So that'll be a bit of a wait on Q2, but hopefully Tesla will be able to make up on that. That being said, so deliveries still did increase sequentially, which is always nice to see, about 1,500 more deliveries in Q1 than Q4. They drew inventory down by about 4,600 vehicles. So like I said, probably around 10,000 now, a little bit above that. But yeah, you can see over the last, let's see, six quarters here, inventory's declined by 11,000 vehicles. So Tesla will either continue to operate at that level or draw it down. Like, we can't, it's not sustainable to continue decreasing inventory by, you know, 4,500 vehicles per quarter. Let's see. I think that's really, it's really most of it. I mean, as I said, we'll get the CPCA data here in a few days. That'll give us a better idea of, you know, where the biggest hit to production was, whether that was in Shanghai or whether it was in Fremont. I'd actually almost hope for a lower number from Shanghai because that would mean Fremont production rates are improving. If we do see a lower than 54,000 production number from Shanghai, then yeah, it just points to sequential growth from Fremont. If the Shanghai number is higher, then that would be actually a little bit concerning. Not necessarily concerning, but the outlook would be less strong if the Shanghai number is higher, because Fremont's not as good, and Fremont didn't have the same factory shutdown constraints. There still are supply constraints, obviously, and we don't know how impactful those were to these numbers. Probably had some impact in both factories, as Tesla mentioned on the Q4 call. But yeah, we'll just have to kind of wait and see on that. All right, so someone said, Rob, bearish for Monday. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think this is going to be too impactful to the stock, honestly. I think the production number is definitely a miss to what expectations were. Deliveries, though, right in line. Because the delivery expectation had been downtrending, I think the analyst consensus of 309,000 probably didn't actually capture the reality of what expectations were. I think, you know, you kind of have the whisper number, and because of that shutdown, I think the whisper number also declining probably at a faster rate than the analyst consensus. So I wouldn't expect any, honestly, probably anytime you say anything about the stock, something else will happen, but I wouldn't expect any huge move specifically because of these numbers. As we go into earnings, it'll be interesting to see what people model. That's probably the, as I said, I don't care too much about the numbers this quarter because of the constraints that we've got here, but it'll be interesting to see what Tesla's margin progress looks like, especially because we were going to have the impact of Giga Berlin, the initial, you know, ramp starting to be amortized as Tesla started to deliver vehicles from that factory. So that'll be a hit. On the other hand, Tesla, you know, I think they had a $250 million expense last quarter from supply chain logistics, expedition. I guess I don't know exactly how to say that word. Probably neither of those, but they had expediting fees that added some cost last quarter, and we'll see how much of that they had this quarter. So I think margins will surprise, even though deliveries here are pretty comparable to last quarter. But obviously, you know, we're not going to see any of that yet on Monday. We'll have to wait until earnings. Somebody said check Elon's Twitter. All right, let's do that. Has he got some inside information? He does. So Elon on Twitter saying this was an exceptionally difficult quarter due to supply chain interruptions and China's zero COVID policy. Outstanding work by Tesla team and key suppliers saved the day. So yeah, that's exactly what we've been talking about. There's not a whole lot to read into here for future quarters because of these issues that Elon mentioned. Obviously, supply chain challenges could continue, and we probably should expect them to continue, which is unfortunate. But as Tesla gets those things resolved, as the supply chains themselves get their issues resolved, you know, we should see Tesla sort of be able to sort of take like a next leg up, because presumably the factories are pretty ready for that. All right, so yeah, I'll just take a quick look at the chat here. I think I at least saw one super chat that I may have missed. I was getting close to getting ready to give up on Tesla here from this is the latest Saturday release that we've had for the numbers. Thanks for the super chat, JR. So favorite 2 to 3 non-Tesla stocks at current prices. I'm not even going to give those. I mean, you guys know most of my portfolio is in Tesla. I don't follow other companies closely to have an opinion, too strong of an opinion on anything at current prices. So I'll punt on that. I mean, I do have opinions, but not ones that I'd want to share and get held to from that perspective. All right, so I think we'll wrap it up there. I hope you guys have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I want to cover here quick before we wrap it up. But I don't think so. So with that, we'll wrap it up. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you on Monday for the April 4th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.